So, we've been through various drugs, so it leads us pretty squarely onto mental illness, really. This is a sensitive song. When I say sensitive, I meant mental. Same difference. The pigeons told me to shoplift. The voices were so persuasive. The pigeons, they controlled my mind. And shortly afterwards I did find myself in Dixon's, putting things in my cup and looking around and running away. And running away from a security guard. He was overweight, but he thought it was hard. And that's when he involved the police on me. And the magistrate, he didn't believe me about the pigeons who told me to shoplift. He said, son, I think you're a mentalist. I'm sending you for psychiatric reports. I said, please don't send me for psychiatric reports. He said, I'm sending you for psychiatric reports. I said, please don't send me for psychiatric reports. He said, I'm sending you for psychiatric reports. I said, please don't send me for psychiatric reports. I'm sending you for psychiatric reports! You can't have been told to shoplift by pigeons! You're bullshitting us, you bastard! Get the fuck! Get to the fucking hospital! Do as you're told! I'm a fucking magistrate!
I was like, chill out, Robert! Fucking hell!
That magistrate's uptight these days. So they took me off in the green van with the square wheels to Midfield Mines. And that's where I met the psychiatrist. He didn't believe me either. He said, son, there's no way on earth a pigeon can tell you what to do. I said, you don't understand, I'll show you. I can speak the pigeon's language, I said. And that was about the time that I looked deep in his eyes as I started to speak in the manner of the pigeons through my beak. I said, and that's how I hypnotized a psychiatrist. That's how I got him to give me the keys. Give me the keys to the drugs trolley. Give me the keys to his BMW, which is parked outside automatic transmission. Nice one. And he was a fat fucker like me. And while he was hypnotized, I took his clothes off him and I got his suit on. And I took his identity badge as well, which said Mr. Patel. And I left him there, gaffer tape round his ankles, gaffer tape round his wrists, hypnotised by my pigeon powers. And he looked so vulnerable in his Marks and Spencer boxer shorts. And I thought, should I? No, should I? He's a fucking psychiatrist, come on. And then I thought, no. Raping hypnotised psychiatrists is wrong. So I just took a picture of him on his own phone to put on YouTube later. And I fucked off out of the hospital, dressed as a psychiatrist. Got into his BMW, it had nice leather seats, I thought this'll fucking do. Drove away down Manningham Lane in the pouring rain, and I saw this busker with a guitar walking along in pissing rain. I thought, poor bastard, I'll give him a lift. Pulled up in BMW, I says to the busker, what's your name, mate? He says, Captain Otmar. He says, that's a fucking weird name, what's your real name? He said, Chris. I says, get in, Chris. I'll give you a lift, mate, anywhere you want to go. Well, I'm just off into town, I've got a gig at 1 in 12 pub in that library bit upstairs. I says, have you? He says, get in, mate, you'll be safe as houses with me. I'm a psychiatrist. Trusting nobody. So I drove along down Manningham Lane, then I got back into town again. When I got near City Square, I saw so many fucking pigeons there. More fucking pigeons than I've ever seen. More fucking pigeons than there could have been. So many pigeons that it was obscene. And they, all the pigeons were talking to me. They said, said to him, that is good advice. And for those of you who don't speak pidgin English, what the pigeon said was, kill the hitchhiker and take his guitar. Do his gig, you might get far. You might even get free vegan chili. You might even get some lemon drizzle cake. I thought, fucking hell! Never has there been such an opportunity in the history of being dressed as a psychiatrist. Never has there been such an opportunity to do a gig. So I says to the busker guy, says, hey mate, is it pretty easy to play guitar? He said, yeah, it's not that hard. I says, oh, cool. And then I strangled him. He was easy to kill, he was a vegan. I snapped his neck with one hand. And my other hand was a doner kebab. I should have really had my hands on the steering wheel, but it said automatic. I thought it must have been automatic player. And I crashed into a big pile of rubble that used to be Foster Square. I the busker there. And I left the BMW and I took the busker's hoodie and I went to the gig. And that's how come I'm here, pretending to be Captain Hot Knives. And you knobheads all think I'm Captain Hot Knives or whatever he's called. But I'm not, I'm a guy who escaped from Linfield Man. And later on, when you've all forgotten about this bit of me set, I'm gonna follow one of you home and that you'll regret. So I'll get housing benefit claim on your spare room. And then I'll have words with your dad. And I'll end up being your dad's best mate. And I'll follow him down to fucking allotments. And then I'll grow myself some ganja plants. And then I'll smoke them. And then I'll get all your fucking CDs and scratch them. I just want one last chorus to get me out of this song, so I'm not too sure how I got into it. But I want every fucking person in here to do pigeon noise. And if you don't, believe me, I will follow you home. Believe, I ain't even fucking joking, this ain't even funny. You're all gonna do pigeon noises, or I'm gonna follow you home individually, track you down. And bearing in mind that recently my nana gave me 2 CDs with everybody's name and address on in England. Give me them for Christmas, she did. Used to work for DWB, she did up in Newcastle. So can we have pigeon noises on the count of 17 from everyone in the place? And I will find out if anyone hasn't done it. Are you ready? On the count of 17. 1, 2, 3, 17.
Thank you.